Welcome to the More Than Sound podcast. In this episode, Daniel Goleman talks about different kinds of empathy with Anthony Gell of The Business Voice.
Daniel, you talk a lot about empathy in leadership and how important it is, and you bring up different types of empathy, including cognitive empathy and emotional empathy, etc. So can you just give us some insights as to how empathy is so central to leadership success?
Empathy is one of the critical components of social intelligence and leadership abilities. But in the conversation I did with Paul Ekman, who's a world expert on empathy, in the Wired to Connect series, I realized that there are three kinds of empathy, and each one of them has strengths that are critical for effective leadership, but in different ways, and some of them have liabilities. The first one is cognitive empathy. That means I understand how you think about things. I can see things from your perspective. And that can be very effective, for example, for giving performance feedback or for communication, because I know how to put it to you in a way that you'll really be able to hear, that makes sense for you. So that's the upside. The downside is that people who only have cognitive empathy and who have twisted motivation, if you will, can use it to manipulate people. If you only care about yourself, you don't care about the other person, you can use that to your advantage. And you see that in narcissistic leaders, you see it in Machiavellian types, you see it in outright sociopaths. They use their understanding of the other person to manipulate them because they don't have the second kind of empathy. The second kind of empathy is emotional empathy. I feel with you. If I don't care about how you feel, then I don't mind making you feel terribly, or I don't mind taking great advantage of you. But if I feel your distress, it's much harder for me to do that. Emotional empathy is also critical for leadership, for any job where you relate to people, client management, sales management, teamwork, because it's the emotional empathy that creates chemistry, that creates the sense of being in rapport with other people, that creates simpatico. And it's in those moments where things go at their best. Top performing teams have this sense of harmony and of emotional connection with each other, for example. So emotional empathy is absolutely critical. However, downside here is that, for example, if you're the person in HR who has to go around and tell everybody that you're fired, or you're a nurse working in pediatric oncology, and all day long you're with children who are in great pain, who are going to die. These are very powerful situations emotionally, and you pick up the distress that other people are feeling. If you can't metabolize that, if you can't manage it yourself, it can lead to a kind of emotional exhaustion, which is a prelude to burnout. So, and you feel, I've got to get out of this field. I can't do this anymore. So the counter to emotional empathy and what allows you to use it effectively is emotional self-management skills, which is one of the four parts of emotional intelligence. Emotional intelligence is self-awareness, self-management, empathy, and relationship skills. So the different components work together. The third kind of empathy is empathic concern. And this is the felt sense that when I see that you're in trouble, I spontaneously want to help you out. This actually is what makes leaders outstanding. These are the leaders who, for example, take the time to help people develop further strengths, take the time to give feedback, corrective feedback. They see that and are genuinely concerned about helping people get better, learn to do better, and that, of course, strengthens the capacity of the whole organization. These are all, that's also what makes people outstanding organizational citizens. These are the people who aren't just, it's me first and that's all I care about, but are good team players, are willing to help out other people and so on. So in this kind of, in a dark time economically, the leaders who will be most effective have all three capacities going at full strength.
For exclusive books and audio on leadership and emotional intelligence, visit our website at morethansound.net.